Trudeau.
Right across Newcastle,
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Morning, how are we?
Morning.
No Jade today. She's up in Brisbane, so it's the boys' club. Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
I'm all right, guys.
Welcome to the boys' club. Good morning, Jackson. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. Good morning.
Oh, geez. Well, we're a bit lost without Jade yesterday. We had a big celebration for her birthday. She left the building at 9.04.
Yeah, well, we would have been 9.03, but we held her up somehow. It was something we had to talk about, and she's like, guys, I've got to go.
I was cooked yesterday.
Yeah, well, day before, you were in here till 10 p.m. setting everything up.
Yeah.
And obviously, with our hours, that's late.
Very late. So I slept all afternoon, then ordered Hungry Jack's, unfortunately, but that's okay.
That's all right. You deserve it.
I've been to the gym in a week. I need to stop that.
Yeah, well, you'll get back in. You'll get back into it next week.
Did you nap as well?
Yeah, I had 2.5 hours. I feel amazing today.
That's epic for you, because you are the king of the 20-minute power nap.
Yeah, I do love a power nap.
Mm.
Smash it out, ready to go. Next, though, guys, want to talk about the Queen.
Thrilling chat.
We're literally talking about sleep, so I thought we'd better spice things up. The Queen has started a new business, which I totally didn't expect. She's flogging gin.
Gin?
Gin. She's making...
Oh, sorry, I just hit Jade down that funny.
Oh, did she? Yeah, we're adding her into the show now. Yeah, she's got gin made from spices from her own land. And I've come up with a bunch of other products she can start selling as well to make money.
Excellent. Kicking off your Friday, Paloma Faith, Only Love Can Hurt Like This. Live across Newcastle, it's 6:05. Good morning. Paloma Faith with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Minus Jade today, currently 13 degrees in the city. Cloudy day ahead, tops of 17 degrees, Crevo. And the Queen is selling gin.
Yeah, that's right. So she's got, like, obviously they've got big gardens on the estates. They use that for a lot of the food they use and stuff. But now she's taking some of the herbs and spices and they're distilling their own gin, putting those in and selling it off. Now, obviously, a lot of the money that normally comes in from royal tours and all of this sort of stuff is dried up because no one's doing anything anymore.
Had to think about other avenues.
That's right. That's right. So they need the money to pay to, like, a lot of it's to preserve, like, royal art collections and all that sort of gear. So they're really hard up for cash at the moment. Seems absurd, but every day, normally, there's tens of thousands of tourists running through the joint.
The Queen loves to get on the grog sometimes.
I think she's on the grog every day. Yeah, she's 100%. So she knows what she's talking about, and, you know, she knows what a quality gin tastes like. So, yeah, I feel like it's a good match of a product, right?
I wonder how much she's charging per bottle. I'd love to get some of that.
I think it's under 100. So it's not outrageous. It's definitely, you know, a gin for your everyday person, right? But I thought, look, gin's great, but obviously they need more money, so why not bring out more products, right? So I've come up with a bunch of other products that I think are a good match to work with the Queen.
All right, what have we got?
So kick things off, we've got Royalty Monopoly. Right, so this is obviously based on the royal family and stuff like that, except there's a major difference in the game. Just like the Queen, you start the game by owning all the properties already. It's fairly quick. Right?
Obviously, no arguments required.
No, exactly right. It's fun for the whole family because no one's arguing. Another great little business they could set up is Royalty PR Firm. Obviously, they're used to dealing with scandals. They know how to cover them up. Perfect opportunity. People know exactly what they're in for, and they know they'll be a good PR firm.
Good? I mean, look at the Prince Andrew debacle. Some would say that is not a great PR. exercise.
Well, maybe you're right there. Maybe that one's like...
We'll scrap that one.
That's a work in progress, all right? I feel like that'd also be a good partnership with a jewellery company. Right?
Because
they know how to do jewellery, the royal family.
Like replica crowns.
That sort of gear, you know? You could team up.
Sell off.
You could team up with like a Matthews or a Prouds or something and do a couple of replica scepters or something. People would love that sort of stuff. I know one of our team members who's not with us here today would definitely be in for a replica crown.
I think.
Especially endorsed by the Queen.
Real talk, I think the replica business would make a mozza for them.
Absolutely massive.
Bit short as well, actually, because obviously Harry and Meghan left the family. Prince Charles has been propping them up.
Yeah, that's true.
Financially, so they need some cash money.
Well, it's funny you mention Harry and Meghan, because I thought one to wrap things up would be, do you remember in the like early 2000s, there was this big business which would be like get rich quick videos and book series.
Yeah.
Like it was huge. they'd spice them up with like motivational quotes and seminars, and then you know maybe some tapes in there as well. Obviously we'd do DVDs because it's 2020. I feel like Meghan and Harry's Get Rich Quick video and book packs would be a huge success, because obviously you've got Meghan who knows how to tap into like family fortunes and stuff like that and get money out. And Harry, well, he's taken off with his cash as well. They know what they're doing and they know how to make a dollar.
On a side note,
yeah,
I love all of those. But on the Get Rich Quick videos,
yeah.
You're so right. Back in the early 2000s, late 90s, the old VHS tape, it's like seminar with like, you know, a paid audience to be
100%
behind it. The current day version of that is literally some hot 25-year-old Insta-famous celebrity.
Totally gets on true. There,
hey, you can make $15,000 in just 1 month.
Yeah, that's right. Look at how I do these posts.
What an evolution.
I know, things have changed. The old VHS is long gone, and your Meghan and Harry type people are the perfect ones to help you get rich or think you're getting rich.
Get rich or die trying.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So there's my ideas for the royal family. If anyone, of course, is listening from the royal family, they're free to you to use.
Thank you. I love that.
Excellent.
You really are an ideas man. You're in the wrong job.
Well, mate, some say that.
You'd be making some good money yourself advising some people.
Yeah, well, I just need to make the right connections.
Yeah. Heads or tails up next. It's the final day to win some school holiday fun, the last day of the school holidays today.
Yep.
All you parents must be very relieved. If you want to win...
Thank God they're going back.
...a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park, give us a call right now, 131009. See, touch, feel. Oakvale Wildlife Park is now open. Taking your calls after this at New FM.
The Novos. The school holidays are here. And we want you to rediscover the hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails.
That's right, the school holidays are coming to an end. The prizes don't stop here, though, at New FM. If you'd like to win a family pass to the Oakvale Wildlife Park, 131009 for heads or tails. See, touch, feel. Oakvale Wildlife Park is now open.
Oh, yeah.
Very simple game. You pick heads or tails. The winning side has the prize, Crevo.
50-50 chance. Lauren, how you doing?
Thank you. And yourself?
That's the way. So what's on for your day? You're off to work or going home? Or up just because you love being up at this time?
Oh, mate, I've been up since one. But no, home today. The kids go to daycare, so it'll just be a day of cleaning and doing housework.
1 o'clock. What got you up so early, Lauren?
Oh, I'm pregnant and I'm suffering from migraines at the moment. So
oh, God.
I'm just not sleeping really well.
How far along are you?
16 weeks.
Oh, wow. So it's halfway through.
Full on. Do you get on the Netflix or just try and get back to sleep?
Watch TikTok.
There's a way to waste about 7 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, heads or tails?
Tails, please.
Tails? All right, let's see. Flip that magic coin, Maddie.
You got it.
Yay! Awesome. All right, we'll take the kids off to the wildlife park. You'll have a great time.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, good luck with your pregnancy. I hope it gets
better.
And your sleep. There's migraines.
Thank you very much.
No good, doll. Thank you for that. Coming up after the news, we're playing What's the Size of Your Tribe, Crevo?
That's right. 13:10:09, bottle of wine on offer. Basically, Maddie and I have to try and figure out how many kids or how many people are in your family.
Very good. Okay.
So we'll ask some questions and then it's up to us to figure it out.
I believe we have Tim Tams as well.
Oh, yes.
Confirmed.
Great. Tim Tams and wine. 13:10:09 to play.
Doing it next on UFM 627.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, so next, guys, we are playing What's the Size of Your Tribe? Now, we haven't played this for a while, but very simple game. You call up, we ask you some questions about your life and your lifestyle, and then you and I, Maddie, try and guess how many kids you have in your family.
Some would say the best prize of the day, wine and Tim Tams for every single person that calls.
Oh, unbelievable. Mm. What a way to start the weekend. Nice bottle of plonk and a delicious Tim Tam.
Yeah, it's actually Goonsacks out the back now.
No, it's beautiful Hunter Valley wine.
That's my dream, actually. Game involving a Goonsack.
Oh, really?
And or giving away goon. Wouldn't that be great?
Bit of fun. Do you remember a brand of bagged/boxed wine called Sunny Vale?
Absolutely. Nice box. I can picture it right now. My early 20s. No money.
Let's just say the design of the box doesn't reflect the beauty of the liquid.
Product itself,
I don't think they're a match.
When was the last time you had some goon?
A few years back. There was a period where I'd have like... There's some nicer goon.
Fancy goon, yeah.
Fancy goon, and I'd put it in cooking and stuff and just always have one. But then you'd always pour yourself a glass as well.
It's one of those situations. Right. Well, if you want those wine bottles and Tim Tams, give us a call right now. 13:10:09. What's the size of your tribe? Right now, though, the Blues Brothers. Everybody needs somebody to love. Isn't
Feel
that
Good
true?
Friday song, this
Ooh,
one,
yeah.
Isn't it?
6:36 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Blues Brothers on 105.3 New FM. It's the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Currently 12 degrees in Maitland. Top of 16 there today, cloudy. Right now, 13:10:09. Wine and Tim Tams on offer. We are playing What's the Size of Your Tribe?
Very simple game. All we have to do is ask you some questions and then we compete to try and figure out how many kids you've got. You then reveal the answer. It's just a fun competition amongst you and I today, Matty.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about this game? We've actually discovered a lot of parents out there have many children.
That's right.
I think the record was 12.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, here we are thinking... it's just one or two every time.
No.
Definitely not true.
All right, let's go to the phones. Catherine, hello.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How's your week been so far? Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yes.
I know.
We're all hearing that. Okay, so we kick some of these questions off. First one, do you buy bread from a bakery or from the supermarket?
Both.
Oh, okay. Now, here's the thing, Matty. If it's a fancy bakery, maybe not so many kids, because, like, bread costs a lot if you got to buy for heaps of kids.
Now, see, I think the opposite. I actually think that they run out of bread. She buys it at the supermarket, normally, but then has to pop into the bakery last minute.
To top up. Okay, all right. Well, there's a possible clue. Next question. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
A house.
And how many bedrooms and bathrooms?
Four bedrooms, three bathrooms.
Four bedrooms. Now, I think, Maddie, if you have four bedrooms, you're picking that house because you've got at least two or three kids, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Couple of spare rooms. Maybe the kids have moved out.
Okay, one more question, then we'll check, and then we'll make our guess. All right, next one. Do you have a fridge full of food, or are you just buying food from the shops on the day you cook?
Both.
Both. God, this is a tough one. You're like an enigma, you are.
All right, I've got it.
All right, go for it. What's your guess? And then I'll have my guess, then you reveal.
Catherine, you have four children.
Catherine, you have, I'm going to say three children.
No, you're both wrong.
How many kids do you have?
I have five.
Five kids.
You know what? You can't lose at this game, Catherine, because you are walking away with wine and Tim Tams.
Easy as that.
With five kids, that's heaven. Thank you.
No worries.
Enjoy your weekend, Catherine. Thanks for playing. I love that game.
Bit of fun.
Love it or loathe it. Coming up next, I'm going to get Crevo and Jackson's thoughts on today's daily topic. I'll tell you what it is next. New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
Yes, producer Jackson stepping in for Jade today, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Are kicking us off this morning using the work bathrooms.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Not unless you have to, and you have to a lot, obviously.
I refuse to use the work bathrooms for anything but standing, and I kick everything open with my foot.
To be fair, I do that as well.
It's a bit of a, you know, a lot of people work here. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and we only have the one bathroom. We actually have the big executive bathroom, that's which we're right. not allowed to use.
That's
and then we
only
have
for executives.
The pleb bathroom, which we all use.
We're stuck with.
Because sometimes I'll run down there in between songs and I'll need to, like, pee, because I drink a lot of water, and then there's, I don't know who it is, but someone in this building uses that toilet for far too long, and I just give up, and I'm like, no, whoever that is needs a doctor. I'm not going in there.
Yeah, well, especially if it's a long, long time.
The reason I bring this up, my friend was actually telling me the other day that he refuses to use his filthy work bathrooms. And for the last 3 years at his workplace, he's been going across the road to the servo bathroom. Now, doesn't that just say how filthy his work bathrooms must be? If the servo bathroom is more attractive. 3 years.
You know what, though? The people at work at that servo must be like, who is this guy who's always here?
Can I have the key, please?
And why is it on a giant sign?
Did you get a lot of people when you worked at the servo wanting to use a bathroom, Jackson?
Ooh, people used to do the weirdest things in our bathrooms because they were indoors, but we didn't have to give anyone a key.
Like what?
Not for radio.
Not radio friendly, but, you know, especially late at night, because I worked late at night, so you'd hear many noises. But in terms of cleanliness, I never, ever, ever cleaned those bathrooms.
Did you have? Was it a part of your role?
It was a requirement, but I just didn't think I got paid enough.
I agree with that. Yeah. Unless you're employed to be a cleaner, I don't think any staff member should be tasked with cleaning the toilets.
And not as part of the job. That's a bit full on, isn't it?
Do you used to get in trouble?
No, because I'm charming.
Well, that's true. Nobody can argue with that.
Thank you, Jackson and Crevo. News time next with Hamish. And then we're talking young people with grey hair.
Yeah, so this is just a chat we were having yesterday. You said one of your mates started going grey in his early 20s.
21, I think he was.
I didn't know that was even possible. 13 10 09. Join the show. We'll give you some prize or another. Are you a young person with grey hair, or do you know one? Maybe it's your partner or something. We'd love to hear your stories. I want to find out if this is the only guy.
All right, taking your calls after this in UFM 657. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
And we got love. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
What a roller coaster of emotions I just went
that
through.
That was all just too much. You looked at your phone, some cracks in it. You thought it was the protector.
So it was like a big smash in the corner of the screen. Suddenly, I hadn't seen before. I thought, oh, No worries, I got a screen protector, right? So the emotion's on the up. I then look a bit closer and I realise that it's actually the screen itself. Emotion gone down.
The heart breaks. I could see it in your eyes. You know when Ralph Wiggum's heart is broken by Lisa Simpson in that episode? At the cinema when she rejects him? That was it.
Yeah. Then the emotion's back up again because I remember I bought it with an American Express card and that comes with screen insurance. So, God, I've gone through it all this morning.
That's got to be the only benefit of having an American Express card, by the way.
Well, hey, it paid off.
Finally.
Finally. But up to $500 twice a year. So I'm
how many
stoked.
Times can we get American Express into one tour?
Well,
there
you just did it again.
Oh, three times.
Oh, suddenly Maddie's got a platinum card. Where did that come from?
Up next, though, we're talking on 131009. Are you a young person with grey hair?
That's right. This is after we were having the chat yesterday. We found out your friend was 21.
Mm.
When they started going grey, yeah. I didn't even think that was possible.
Salt and pepper king, I call him.
I thought it was like a medical miracle. But if you're a person around Newcastle who's got grey hair,
like
and
under
you're
30,
if that's even possible.
Well, I mean, that's really where it stops, doesn't it? Do you have grey hairs?
Not that I've noticed, but
you actually have very nice skin and no grey hairs.
Yes.
I've got a few greys. Do you? You're going grey as well, Jackson, yeah?
Yeah, I've got so much grey hair, especially when I, like, shave the side of my head. You notice it so much. And I love it. I love young people with grey hair. I think it's hot.
You're 26?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's more common than I thought.
I started going grey. Well, I wouldn't say going grey, but I have,
16,
like, rogue greys, like, several of them now. Hamish, I don't think you have any greys,
no.
Do you? None?
No.
God, you make me sick sometimes with your nice hair and good looks.
My sign of aging is I winter well, let's put it that way. I just got the putting on the kilos, the kgs.
Your sign of aging is only when you look at your ID and realise your age has gone up.
Yeah.
It's no other way to know.
It's considerable and advanced.
Taking your calls. Are you a young person with grey hair next? Tops of 17 degrees in Maitland today. Michael Jackson, Black or White, for your Friday here at New FM. Good morning.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, Jackson's here and you've got all the goss and I want to hear the Cardi B stuff.
Okay, so she's remained relatively calm in this, which I'm really surprised about. I know. She's like turned over this new leaf. So she's responded to backlash online that saw fans saying to her, this is ridiculous, we're in a crisis economically, there's a pandemic, like, you need to think about what you put on social media. She's gifted her two-year-old daughter, Culture, for her birthday, a Birkin bag. Now, if you're not familiar with this, these are, like, hundreds and thousands of dollars, like, to buy these Birkin bags. And she's just handed it over to the two-year-old like it's one of those candy rings from a toy machine.
That's crazy, because it's not only that they're very expensive, actually not everyone can buy one. You have to be offered a Birkin bag.
Yeah, there's a lot around it. This is what she had to say to fans who aren't too happy with her.
Yeah, kids only care about toys and candy, but the thing is that kids also go outside. You know what I'm saying? Kids go to restaurants, celebrity kids, they go do red carpets. And if I'm fly and daddy's fly, then so is the kid.
I get it.
Do you know what, though? This is a classic example of rappers when they are in the money, spending up big. This is why they go broke at the end of it all.
That's right. So, I mean, a Birkin bag, there are some on the resale market, but Birkin hates it when that happens.
Yeah.
And they go up to $500,000 on the resale market, because that's the market where just anyone can try and buy one off, like, you know, certain special sellers.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine. At the rate that I lose things, I would never buy something that expensive.
$500,000 for a bag? Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Hey, do you boys have TikTok?
Yes.
Okay, great. You might have seen this rolling around. So a lot of servers in the US have been sharing their experiences of what it's like to serve celebrities, and it started to trickle into Australia as well. So I'm going to start with Halsey. This is one woman's experience at a coffee shop.
She asked for something that I didn't have in the front, so I told her, I'm sorry, let me go check in the back to see if we have it. And she was like, just forget it. And then just turned around and stormed out, like teen high school CW drama style.
Ooh. Yeah. They get like,
what an
juicy
insult.
Yeah. I've heard Halsey's a little bit like that, but I want to play this from Susan Sarandon, because she's that actress and I think she's a sweetheart. This is what happened when she was kicked out of a restaurant because of her dog.
Susan Sarandon had her dog with her and we had to like kick the dog out, but she was super cool about it, so I give it to you, Susan.
So she's humble, but let's move on to some Aussie celebrities. Guy Sebastian, what do you reckon he would be like at a pub?
Pub? I'm going to say good because he's so recognisable.
Yeah. I've actually encountered Guy in a shop before when I was much younger. And obsessed with Guy Sebastian for a period there. I saw him in Coles in King's Cross.
Mistake or stalk?
And I went up to him and he was very sweet.
Oh, really? Well, take a listen.
He was very rude considering his main thing is being on The Voice Australia. He wouldn't order his own drinks, wouldn't look up at you when you were like collecting his plates and glasses, wouldn't even crack a smile to any of the fans that were like smiling at him.
Ooh.
Not
maybe
good.
He's having a bad day.
Possibly. This woman also worked at a pub that Scott Cam frequents, and she had this to say about him.
He was an absolute legend, literally the nicest celebrity I've ever met. He was just pumping darts on the smoking balcony all day, taking photos, like offering to take pics with us, and just like having some great banter and laughs.
So apparently he's an all-round good guy.
Well, he was happy because he got that $500,000 from the government for the two appearances that he did for the... What was it?
About that.
Whatever he got
didn't
paid
he give
for.
Some of that back?
I don't think so. No, he didn't.
Yeah,
no,
right.
But he did make the speech about how it's none of our business.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. Scotty no wonder he's
Ken.
Stoked.
Aussie bloke.
Yeah, can wear a tool bit.
Thank you, Jackson. I love that. Now, Guy Sebastian, I didn't expect that.
No, I expected more.
Disappointed.
Yeah, so did I.
A new sign coming up next with Hamish at 7:29. A massive shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe for providing us with coffees today. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Carl and Benny, they'll come around and treat your work place.
Legends.
Yep, it's 7:29. Good morning.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Hamish, lots happening in your life at the moment. Mm. You're moving house this weekend, I believe, into your new house.
No, next month.
What are you doing this weekend?
It's continuous.
Yeah.
It's just packing and packing and packing.
And organising and packing. Stuff like that.
Are you excited?
Oh, very, very much so. Absolutely.
I can see you. I reckon you'll buy a grill and you'll be grilling on that. It's a big deck. I've seen the photo. You'll be out there. Flipping the steak, flipping it back over the other way again.
With the boss apron on. I'm actually thinking of a pizza oven as well, too.
Oh, now you're talking. You're stretching the dough.
Yeah.
Glass of vino in one hand.
Really will be stretching the dough to buy something like that, I tell you what.
What are you most excited about? Moving into a brand new, not a brand new house, but a house together with your partner. It must be so exciting.
Yeah. Change is as good as a holiday. I think a backyard will be good as well, too, to be honest.
Yeah, something to mow.
Oh, yeah.
Little herb garden. I would picture you having maybe a vegetable or two.
Yep.
Remember, Jade has dibs on those hedges in the backyard. So when you're reaping those out, put them in a pot for her, and I'll probably have to come and lift them.
And then you'll get a free lift out of it. So it's win-win for everyone.
I can confirm the hedges are staying put. So sorry, Jade. Sorry.
Yeah, good.
But you said that I could have them in here.
You owe them to me.
Unfortunately, I didn't run that past Sally first. And
she bloody loves the hedges.
She who must be obeyed says no.
That's it.
Oh, love it. So, Jackson, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Fascinating conversation I had with you yesterday. Called you after work and you say, oh, I'm going out to Thai after work. And I was like, oh yeah, nice.
A bit of Thai food. Yeah,
Thursday
standard.
Afternoon. Then you reveal that you've never had Thai before yesterday.
Yeah, no, I've never had Thai before yesterday.
I'm so fascinated by this. I mean, it's Thai the McDonald's cuisine. Of takeaway food. Like,
And everyone, I put this on my Instagram story that I was at a Thai restaurant and so many people replied being like, what? Are you all right? You've never ever gone to Thai with me because I've never liked the smell of it. So I've just never tried it.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I love Thai.
So do I. I mean, it's so common.
Next to pizza, That's my second most popular
really?
Takeaway. Yeah.
Wow.
Love Thai. Love a good pad Thai. What did you eat?
I had chicken pad Thai, and I also had lots of rice. I overordered. I didn't realize how filling Thai was, and I also had sweet and sour pork.
How was the pad Thai?
Oh, it was amazing.
I told you, I did.
It's very good. Although I can't get my head around chopsticks.
Yeah, no, use a fork.
Yeah. No need. There's always a fork and spoon there.
I said
anyway.
To Jackson, start on the pad Thai.
Mm.
It's basic, but it's
don't
good.
Don't go straight in with, you know, a spicy laksa or a pawpaw salad, papaya salad or something. Yeah. Like, you'll be a bit overwhelmed.
I'll admit, I was overwhelmed by the menu.
What's all this?
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, have you never had Thai before like Jackson? He
surely
popped his
not.
Thai cherry yesterday. Surely there's more out there.
Let's open it a little bit further. If there's a main cuisine like that you've also never had.
Into that.
Maybe, is it possible that there's anyone who's like not had Mexican or not had Chinese before?
All right. Well, if that's you, give us a ring. We've got prizes on offer right now. Funky Cold Medina at New FM. It's 7:39. Good morning. 50 ways to say goodbye, train, feel good Friday track here in UFM. It's 7:56. NASA is on the show right now. Here he is.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my head. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Hello, NAS. How are you, my friend?
Well, good morning, people, and good morning, people of the Hunter, Newcastle, and all the other regions out there. Today is Friday, and you know what Friday is? This is where I unleash the beast within.
Oh, really? just have a big coffee, did you?
Unleash the beast within, and I can tell you now, if you haven't seen the press around about me taking swipes at these people from Big Brother, you must be living under a rock. Because my first swipe is this Kieran. Now, let me tell you about this overweight human being. Right?
Oh, now, there's no need to take pot shots at his weight, NASA.
All right, well, maybe a little bit rounded. Okay, this rounded human being, we'll call it. Mate, this guy's been voted out 7 times. Right? 7 times. Not once, not twice. No one gets voted out 7 times on the show. So they keep bringing him back, bringing him back, bringing him back. Why do they keep bringing him back? Because he's got a sob story. Lives at home. He's done a day's work in his life. Like, his mother cooks and cleans for him. Can't even drive. Apparently voted as the worst driver in Adelaide. And you know, it's Adelaide. It's not like Sydney or Newcastle. I mean, who goes to Adelaide, for God's sake? You know, the borders are closed.
NASA. Let's stop and talk for 1 second. So I have a theory here. Yeah. I think you're just a little bit annoyed that he took $15,000 and was evicted 7 times but still stayed in the game. I mean, he walks away a winner, Nats.
Well, I'm annoyed because if this is what Australia represents, we're in bloody big trouble. If this is what they can bring and put make a mockery of all of us smart human beings and actually present a good show, well, we're in big trouble.
Now, sir,
this guy represents us. $15,000 for what? Now, what has he done for $15,000?
Well, that's a good question. So he got 15 grand. How much did you get paid for your season of Married at First Sight?
Oh, we got duped. We got $150 each day, plus we had to pay rent, food, our coffees, our getting our tolls going over the Harbour Bridge every day, and bits and pieces. Oh, we got duped, totally. I mean, if we put a class action against them, we would win millions of dollars, because we were filming 12-hour days. And not getting paid for it. This moron gets $15,000 for nothing. Absolutely, for being a buffoon on national TV, and now he's going to be the hero of Adelaide, which is, I can tell you now, thank God for the border closure.
I've got a question for you, NASA. Say, I know that you were trying to get into the Big Brother house this year.
Yes.
You were, there was a campaign. You would have been great, of course.
You would have been great, yeah.
But answer me this, right? Swap your position with Kieran right now, and the producers come to you after you've been evicted or nominated 7 times, and they go, Nas, look, we love you in the house. You just bring that spice and flavour. We don't want to get rid of you. Are you going to take the opportunity? Of course you are.
Well, I would go. I would say, look, I don't want to be embarrassed myself, and I don't want to embarrass the Australian public, so I would go. If I've been evicted...
You're a proud man, eh?
Absolutely. If the house doesn't want me in there, why am I going to stay? I would leave it to the bald-headed miner and to ex-footy player that has been sacked from three clubs, mind you. He's another one. Sacked from three major clubs, not one club, three major clubs, right? And walk around with their shirts off. Please, put your bird's nest chest away and put a shirt on.
No, sir. I love it. Hey, Jackson, let's try and get Kieran on the show. Have you confronted Kieran with this on social media?
Yes, I have, and the only person that's messaged me back is the miner. He's messaged me back and said, "Mate,
Matt, the miner."
Yeah, the miner from Broken Hill. Yeah. I mean, again, where is Broken Hill? Who goes to Broken Hill? Nobody. Who cares about Broken Hill? Nobody. So he confronted me with this, and let me tell you, if you see my latest post on my Instagram, you will see what I said about him and Broken Hill. They will never win against the Nash. Long live the Nash. Long live the Nash.
We have a station at Broken Hill, actually, NASA, yeah. So I won't put this out on our afternoon show. Oh, yes.
our repackaged right. network shows.
Always. It's a pleasure.
That.
NASA shooting shots at
other reality TV shows that are not his series of maths.
Thank you, NASA. What's with the hate with Broken Hill? I think it looks like a nice place.
It looks absolutely fine.
Yeah. All right. News time with Hamish next. And after that, we've got something a little bit different. Mm. We're going to be speaking to a Quitline therapist. If you are thinking of quitting smoking, you're a smoker, you know that it costs an absolute mint, mm-hmm. and it's very bad for your health. Very interesting chat up next. Stay tuned for that. It's 8:01. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos. A lot of smokers out there, and it's very difficult when you hear from people all day, every day, you should quit. Of course, we all know that.
Hmm.
A lot harder to do than a lot of people think, though. It's not,
otherwise,
it's not
everyone
so
would
simple.
Have quit.
Exactly right. And I've been thinking recently about quitting smoking. I've been smoking for about 12 years, and I mean, you know, it has become obviously a habit over the years. And what I thought I'd do, and we would do here today, is get a therapist on from Quitline to have a chat to us about some tips and tricks to help you quit smoking.
Very interesting, because a lot of people, when they're thinking about quitting, they don't know what that experience with calling, say, a Quitline is going to be like.
Yeah.
It's totally a mystery. So we thought, let's pull back the covers and have a look at what it's all about.
Live therapy on the air next.
Yeah. Right. Fascinating. Quitline therapist right here on
air. Icanquit.com.au. We'll do it after Dermot Kennedy. This is Outnumbered at New FM with the Novos. Good morning. Stops at 15 degrees around the lake today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Interesting topic we've got now, Crevo. I've been thinking about quitting smoking. And I mean, a lot of people have different experiences when it comes to quitting. I know I've tried a few times over the years. I've been smoking for about 10 to 12 years.
And it's obviously a big thing.
And so. It's a big thing. And I have been thinking lately, especially going back to the gym and stuff, I'm just really noticing how it is affecting my health. I'm very unfit. I can't run.
Out of breath.
I've actually started noticing tastes disappearing as well with food. And you know how much I love food.
Yeah.
Joining us now is a therapist from Quitline. You can get in touch with those guys, 137848 or icanquit.com.au. Swan Nguyen joins us now.
Quitting smoking is a journey.
I've been smoking for a solid 10 to 12 years.
So, Maddie, you've been on a bit of a journey over time and trying to maybe think about quitting smoking.
So I find that people who have a very strong motivation and incentive to quit on their own, that's half of the battle already. Hey, hello.
Hey, Swan. How are you? Thank you so much for doing this. Now, as Crevo was saying, I've been smoking for a solid 10 to 12 years. And it's something that I guess a lot of smokers out there say they want to do. They may not have the tools or the know-how of, you know, I guess how to approach quitting smoking. So first of all, what's the most common thing you see and hear from people that maybe are smoking still but do actually have, you know, the want and desire to quit?
Sure. So it's you're right, Maddie, by saying that, yes, there's a lot of people out there know the harm of smoking. Everybody seems to know the facts of it. But when to come to the point of actually quitting, it's a lot of preparation involved, more than you think it's needed. So it's about knowing where you're at and finding what is it that you want. Like, why do you want to quit? Like, what is the reason why that you want to quit? Not because your mum nag you or your partner nag you or the doctor tell you to quit because, you know, you're very sick. So I find that people who have a very strong motivation and incentive to quit on their own, that's half of the battle already, because it requires a lot of willpower, okay?
Yeah.
And yes, there are a lot of support out there, such as, you know, your GP, NRT, which is nicotine replacement therapy product, available nowadays on the shelves in the chemist.
Mm-hmm.
And also medication, and Quitline. But that is only a small percentage, and plus, you know, having the understanding and support from your family and friends are great and wonderful too. But the main battle, the core, is come from the person, the smoker, that really wanting to quit. That's really essential.
So I guess the question we have to ask Maddie Swan, that's for you and I to ask, is what is your deep down reason?
I think my health does definitely play a big part of it, and you know, just the cost of cigarettes these days also obviously plays into it, because I mean, I'm spending up to $100 a week on cigarettes, and I know there are people out there that spend even more than that, but primarily it's for health reasons. I mean, I find it hard to go to the gym, I find it hard to do physical activity, and I know that it is because I'm a smoker.
Okay. I think it's really valuable that you recognise that yourself, that you have that desire coming from you, Maddie. And yes, you know, the sooner that you quit, the better it is for your health, okay?
Yeah.
And the next step, I would imagine, is that just to be mindful when are those cigarettes that you think you need. Like, people have that mentality that I need one, or more than, it's more that you want one. And what is it? Is it because I have it off in the morning with a coffee? Or is it socializing? Or is it under stress? Or is it just habit? You know, it's just something that you do so often, like what you said, just been smoking 10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, the amount of time that you put your hands in your mouth, that's a habit, okay? So when people give up smoke, you say, oh, I'm just giving up smoke. It's not really. You're giving up three different elements, Maddie. So one is, of course, the physical withdrawal from the nicotine.
Yeah.
Secondly is the psychological attachment that you have with it. Like I said before, some people feel like, oh, I can't go attend a meeting without having a cigarette before the meeting. Or, you know, before I do something hard, I have it. Or a reward. I have it after I finish doing this project.
Yeah.
So that's a psychological attachment that a smoker has with a cigarette. And the third is the habit. So I was saying to you, you know, it's a habitual, like hand to mouth, you know. And so often when people try to quit, they often replace it with Tic Tac, lollies, or gum.
Sure.
Anything just to keep their mouth busy. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's why it's challenging when people don't think about cigarette. Oh, I just give it up with cigarette. But it's other factors involved as well.
More with Swan on Maddie's quitting journey up next.
Yeah, it's 8:19 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Vanessa Amorosi live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Minus Jade today, and we're continuing our quitting smoking chat with Swan from iCanQuit.com.au.
Quitting smoking is a journey.
I've been smoking for a solid 10 to 12 years.
So, Maddie, you've been on a bit of a journey over time and trying to maybe think about quitting smoking.
So I find that people who have a very strong motivation and incentive to quit on their own, that's half of the battle already.
Okay, Swan, for those who are listening out there right now and are thinking, hey, maybe I do want to quit, what would be the first step for that person?
Sure. So the first step is to prepare yourself. Yep, you've got a few answers there already. So yes, speak to your GP about having some support. Ring up Quitline whether you want to get together more information. The more information you have, the better informed. So even just understanding the body reaction to the first few days. So then when you do have it, you say it's going to pass. It's not going to last forever, and you understand the process of it. Okay, and on our I Can Quit website, has a wonderful, wonderful information on sharing people's experience on there. You know, you can have a plan on there and explore a lot of questions like, you know, reason to quit, and it tells you about how to get started. Yeah, it talks all about that. And even just to talk to your close one, your family and friends about it. And if they really, really, you know, put your health at first, they will be there to support you. And then, you know, in the first few days, you could be a bit, you know, aggro or a bit grumpy, and they understand that. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, and just to have that morale support alongside you. Yeah.
Well, look, Swan, thank you so much for walking us through this. So, Maddie, and this is a question to you, Swan, as well, is the next step for Maddie to, like, make his own assessment, I guess, like you said, and then does he call back, or how do we work this?
So Maddie, if you're interested in getting support from Quitline, yeah, give us a call anytime. Well, we open between 8 to 10, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Friday. And on the weekend, we open from 9 to 5. And you'd be talking to a professional, you know, counsellor, you know, been working on, you know, this for a while. And they can support you. You don't have to join the program. But if you like the program, yeah, feel free to say, hey, I really want a callback support. Just to check on, just to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm doing okay kind of thing. And yeah, we can start off from there and explore more with you, or people just can call in and just have a one-off session and gather more information, you know, because everyone is at a different stage of contemplating, you know, someone is thinking about it, someone's, that's it, I'm ready to go. So you could explore, like, you know, the phone call can be, it's just that exploring where the person's at too. You know, Maddie, so you can call in, we explore with you,
I'm very interested in doing it. I think it's a great thing to do, and I've never actually, I guess, reached out and asked for professional help and guidance with it. So it's, you know, I'm really happy that we've started this journey. Now, what's the best number for Quitline if anyone out there does want to give you guys a call and have a chat?
Yeah, so the number is 1-3-7-8-4-8.
Okay, and the website?
The website is icanquit.com.
Okay.
So
Oh, Swan, thank you so much. I mean, just hearing your voice, you're very calming and
it's very together person. It's I feel relaxed and I'm not even a smoker.
Thank you.
No, definitely. And I think that makes a big difference as well, because a lot of people don't like talking about their problems to other people. But
and
I think...
And maybe apprehensive about what this process is going to be like. And a 12-month program, it's like, it's totally free, isn't it?
Yes, it is free. It costs a local phone call, so it costs you. But when we call you, it won't cost you anything. Yeah,
amazing.
So we can get your time. Yeah,
that's so good. Well, thank you for your time, Swan. I think this has been a great segment for anyone out there that is even just thinking about smoking. Just educate yourself, and there is support out there.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Swan.
You're very welcome, guys.
The Novos.
Good morning.
Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Karevo.
Jade, Maddie and Karevo.
Mel Histon is here.
Hey, Mel.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks so much for having me in the studio.
Anytime, from the Sister Code. And of course, a massive weekend coming up for you. Tell us about it, please.
Absolutely. So, my charity, Got Your Back Sister, is running our annual community campaign. And this year it's called I Run For Her to Take the Next Step. And we have 133 people around Newcastle that are doing their own run. This is not an organised event.
They're doing their
own run around the city in our Say No to Domestic Violence running shirts to help spread the message that domestic violence is never okay, and that especially for people who've been living with it during the COVID, that our community encourages them to reach out and ask for help.
Well, as Kriva was just saying before, obviously, rates are going up during COVID-19. I come from a domestic violence situation when I was growing up. So it's really good what you're doing, because, you know, it's not something that is spoken about enough. So
100%. Yeah. Like, it definitely needs to be, like, the more attention that this can get, especially in a time when it is, you know, on the rise, the better that is, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So our lovely runners, 133 of them, have been raising funds. They've raised over $40,000.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so yeah. Good.
How did you get involved in this to begin with?
Look, I did a trip to Nepal about 5 years ago and saw the the abuse of women over in Nepal and kind of came back and went, look, do you know what? Women in our own community are living with abuse, and I have abuse in my family history, and it goes through generations. So
it really does, yep. And it's so sad to see because it just never is okay, and it really does affect me more than some realise, because I grew up with an abusive father who used to be really bad towards mum, and it was a hard time, and I think, stuff like this is just so incredible. If people want to get behind it, what do we need to do?
Okay, so they can jump on mycause.com.au/events/irunforher.
We'll pop it up on our Facebook as well.
Yeah, thank you. We just released our community campaign video on our Facebook page last night, our Got Your Back Sister Facebook page. So people jump on, have a look at that and share it out.
Yeah.
Because domestic violence, as you said, it affects everyone, children, women and men. Some men experience it too, and it has effects for people for the rest of their life. And really, this is about drawing attention to it and saying to people who are experiencing it, there are services out there that can help you. So please reach out and ask for help.
Also, it doesn't really matter whether or not you come from, a well-off family or, someone that is below the poverty line. Domestic violence doesn't discriminate, does it?
It doesn't. And, beautiful Helen Cummings, she's the classic example and such a great advocate for domestic violence. She was the Lord Mayor's daughter. She was married to a doctor and was living with a highly abusive man who then went on to kill his second wife, daughter, and himself,
senseless.
Absolutely. And that's why she's such a great advocate, because she's, she was the Lord Mayor's daughter living.
And a lot of people don't talk about it to their friends, and they're ashamed of it, and it's so good to break down the stigma.
Yeah, and look, thank you so much for actually saying something, because I think as well, especially for men, they can sometimes, don't want to talk about it because, the guilt and shame that goes with it. So good on you. By you talking, you're shining a light on it for men.
Well, no, anytime. And I mean, I actually went into my first ever relationship having lived my whole life with that over my head. My first ever relationship, it turned into a domestic violence situation there as well with like my gay partner. Ryan is my first ever partner, and it was awful. I was young, 18 years old, and it continued, and it didn't really stop until I said, hey, I've actually allowed this to happen to myself. And it's once I spoke to friends and family about it.
And good on you. Good on you for actually having that realisation. No, I wish more people who were in unhealthy relationships that they had that realisation. Yeah. So good on you.
Awesome. Thanks, Mel. Well, the website again, mycause.com.au/events/irunforher. We'll pop it on the Facebook page.
And anyone that is, feeling affected by what we've talked about here, make sure lifeline.org.au. There's a lot of great resources there that you can access at any time, day or night.
Yep. And the podcast, did you want to give that a little...
I actually started the podcast Hey Soul Sister, which is actually about giving women a voice across a whole range of issues.
It's really good.
Yeah, with wonderful Mel Sarge.
Oh, we love Mel. Yeah, of course, she was on this show before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, can I just give one little thing? Look, we have running T-shirts for sale, so people can make a donation to the campaign via that My Cause page. They can also buy a running shirt if anybody wants to go and do their own
run
on
Sunday.
They look good.
Some running shirts don't look that nice. Very good.
Stylish. Exactly right.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate your time. Heads or tails coming up next. We've got school holiday fun prizes on offer all day at work. Last day of the school holidays. How many kids do you have, Mel?
Four.
Yeah. Are you dying for them to get back to school?
Okay, so my kids are older. Yeah. I'm in this blissful state I don't need to worry about that.
Awesome. Lucky you. Hey, Treetops Adventure Parks, our passes are up for grabs. Hang around at Treetops Adventure these school holidays. Only 40 minutes from Newcastle. Bookings are essential.
Right, the lines are open 13:10:09. It's 8:50 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. The school holidays are here. And we want you to rediscover the Hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails?
Yes, the last day of the school holidays.
That's
why not
right.
Get some free fun in there, all thanks to New FM. And today on offer on 13109, we have a family pass to Treetops Adventure Park. Hang around at the Treetops. These school holidays, only 40 minutes from Newcastle. Bookings are essential.
That's right. All right, so let's go to Jess. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
Very good, thanks. Now, tell us, school holidays so far, how's it been?
Oh, a bit of good, bit of bad.
Tell us about the worst, most tricky situation you're in.
Oh,
kids get naughty?
They get naughty, but we did the trip up to the border. They just tweed, and they fought over everything possible to fight over.
Every little detail. You had the last chip.
Yeah, she looked at me.
Jess, how excited are you for Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, just, you know.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
We can't come quick enough. Hurry this weekend up.
All right, let's do it, Jess. And, of course, don't forget, every single person that gets on air today, win or lose, goes into the draw to win our incredible family holiday to Nelson Bay for a whole week, Brecky included. Heads or tails, Jess?
Let's go tails.
Let's go tails. We're doing it.
What's it come up, Maddie?
I'm sorry, Jess.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
darling.
You're in the draw, though.
Holiday.
Thank you, and enjoy the bliss from Monday.
It's Becky. How you doing? Becky, you there?
I think you've got Jess.
Oh,
I've got Jess again. Wrong line.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Thanks,
how are you feeling? Out of 10, how good has the school holidays been for you? 1 being really bad, 10 being great.
Oh, it's not too bad. A pretty even 5, I would say.
Even 5.
That's what it's often like. You're getting a bit of fun with the kids, but then also they're driving you a bit mad, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what happens.
All right. Heads or tails, Becky, let's do this.
I'm going to go tails.
Tails as well. Okay.
Right.
Well, the odds
Flip
might be
that.
In your favour.
Lucky coin.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Get around it. Good on you, Becky.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Of course, play across your day here at New FM. Heads or tails, final day today.
Yeah, that's right. Only a couple of chances left.
We're going to announce who wins the Holiday on Monday show.
Oh, great.
I love giving away holidays.
So do I.
Don't you?
Yeah. That's special so treat at the moment, especially.
Yeah, well, Jade's on one right now, lucky thing.
Yeah.
So, little update on Jade.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the hotel she booked into. It's
we've got to mention this. Essentially, this hotel, the carpet is from Buckingham Palace. It's the old carpet when they were done with the, like, the years and years, this old carpet had been there for years. You know, the corgis, the Queen's corgis had probably urinated on it a bunch of times. They finally threw it out. This hotel managed to grab it and has installed it and uses it as a feature.
I'm just calling you quickly.
Oh, we see if we can get her
just
on.
Just doing it on my phone.
All right.
Oops.
Let's see if she answers. Probably won't. Probably thinking, what do these boys want?
I've reached the limit.
Oh, what a disgrace. You give her a birthday party and that's what you get.
Yet nothing.
105 commercial free kicking off next with you, Jackson.
Yo, and it is a feel-good Friday.
Yeah.
So we got stuff like this.
Yeah.
Ooh, makes you feel like you're in the club. Usher and
I love Usher. We need to play more Usher, I feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? I ran into him at a chocolate shop in the Hunter Valley.
Usher?
Yeah.
He was up
there doing a gig. Yeah.
What does he buy?
I don't know, but he had his sunglasses on inside, which I thought was a bit weird, but I mean,
Is he tall?
No.
I think he is notoriously short, yeah.
Yeah, quite short, and he had just, like, a lot of girls flocked around him, which is understandable. He's Usher, you know?
I can
Would
imagine.
Would you go there?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Would you go there, Maddie?
What do you think?
I don't know.
I'm not going anywhere in winter. It's too cold for that. this is new guy Sebastian, who apparently doesn't smile to anyone at the pub.
That's right. So, named and shamed on TikTok.
And Men in Black.
Love this.
As well. Will Smith.
Wow. Today's great.
Yeah, it is. What a great
day. Friday. Right across your work day. Thanks, Jackson. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.